This is The Dean's Desk with Kurt Mueller, Dean of the Faculty of Communication, Art, and Design.
Hello, everyone. Our guest today is Jason Deutsch, the coordinator of the Creative Advertising Program. Jason, great to have you here today.
Oh, great to be here, Kurt.
So I know you've got a lot to talk about with the new major modification with the program that you lead, but let's start with what brought you to Seneca. I know you had a really successful career and you were really focused on the digital marketing side. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I lucked out in that I got into the internet when the internet was a toddler. So the World Wide Web was a couple years old and I was started dabbling in HTML. And so kind of a right place, right time kind of thing. I was making websites when not a lot of people were making websites. And as a result, even as a high schooler, instead of working retail, I was helping to make websites. And so I kind of rode that internet path. I went from being a coder to a pseudo web designer to a bit of a project manager. As I was sort of freelancing around, one of those ended up in an ad agency. And I was like, this is my place. And so I decided I wanted to pursue that as a career.
And what were, you've worked for some major companies, Shoppers Drug Mart for one. What were some of the companies you worked for and what was that experience like?
I guess like a few people in the ad industry, I tend to move around from agency to agency. And when I finished my MBA, I started at Capital C, which headed by Tony Chapman. It was a great first foray into advertising. We were the below the line agency that won agency of the year, which wasn't done before, right?
So when you say below the line, what does that refer to?
So that means anything that isn't TV, print, or radio. And digital happened to fall below that, even though right now it's more than half of all advertising. So yeah, I get to write. And so I was part of that fledgling digital department. And I started as an analyst. And I was basically analyzing the success of our digital campaigns and being the numbers guy. And I evolved into a strategist. As a digital strategist, that was just like advising clients on how best to use the media. But also, I had a marketing MBA. So I brought my brand knowledge and I eventually evolved into a general strategist.
And I understand one of the things that you used to do regularly was at learning dinners organized by your boss, you would share with your colleagues the trends that you were seeing on the digital side.
Yeah, exactly. Like I was noticing, and sometimes it came from colleagues. Sometimes it was just me surfing the net and just seeing what was going on. I got lucky too. I had a colleague who put me onto Twitter in the early days. And so I started following the right people, I think. And that's how I started getting that feeds. And yes, and so those learning dinners were amazing. That was kind of a forum for me to like, every month I just had to like find one cool thing and then prepare a deck and talk about those digital trends. And that's probably what got me on the path to teaching.
I was going to say, I mean, that does sound like a step into the teaching realm. So what did bring you into Seneca?
There was a professor here who was a colleague of mine, and he was teaching, and I was asking him about it. He's like, oh, yeah, it's a great gig. It's something, you know, like as we get older in our industry, it's not a bad place to transition and set the next generation. Then another guy in the I&M program, he was on my dragon boating team. We started talking. He found out like that I worked in advertising. He asked me to guest speak at his class. So I did. And then he said, had you ever thought about teaching? So my Shoppers Drug Mart contract was getting to the end. And he said, hey, why don't you start here? And so I made some arrangements with my boss to do one day a week. And when that ended, I had that one day a week gig here. What was great is that for my next agency, so I ended up going to 59 Group, now Junction 59. And they even said, well, it's great to have our senior strategist. it's great to have a director of strategy also be a professor. So I got to keep both gigs going, which was great.
What do you like about being a professor?
I love hanging with the students. It keeps me young, helps keep me young in my middle age, which is great. So I love that about it. But I also like that I went from being in the industry to now feeding the industry, the next generation of talent. And for that, I feel like I get to mold the industry from below in that I'm feeding the next generation and it's gratifying. And yesterday we had orientation. I always bring alumni to have a panel to talk to the students. And it's just hearing their stories and listening to their successes is just so gratifying.
So the students who graduate from this program, this is a much different program than 3 or 4 years ago. Major modification, lots of changes to make sure our students are equipped to jump into the industry and be successful. Can you describe some of the major changes that have happened?
I will. I got to thank you, too, because when you guys gave me the job, the first thing is, by the way, I want you to tear down the program and start new. I'm like, sure, let's start me off on an easy project. But you know what? It was a really gratifying experience. So here's what the new program is going to be all about. What we've done is your first semester, foundations. Okay, we're going to teach you the foundations of advertising in general. And then you're going to make a choice. Do you want to go to the creative side? Do you want to be an art director or copywriter? Or do you want to go to the business side and be on the account services or a junior strategist? And then in second semester, we're going to teach you the foundations of your specialty. In third semester, so in the second year, so first year is all about learning. Second year is about learning by doing. So third semester, portfolio. Work on your portfolios. Creative, we're used to that. Strategy, it's a bit new. Some places are starting to take case studies and work samples. So like, I don't have a strategy portfolio because I came up when you didn't need one. But I'm hearing more and more agencies saying they would like to see case studies, work samples. How do you get to the insight? And so we're going to have our students prepared for that. So by the end of third semester, they're going to have a solid portfolio. And fourth semester, creative, strategy, and account are going to come together. They're going to form agency teams, and they're going to do projects for agencies. So agencies are going to give them a sample brief, and they're going to do projects. So then they'll have four extra projects on top of the portfolio work that we had them do. And I'm hoping, from what I've talked to our program advisory committee and all our faculty, who are all veterans of the industry and other industry people, they're all excited. They're like, this is going to be a really robust program. So I'm excited.
Well, I'm sure the students are too, once they realize that this is really mirroring what is happening in industry. You talked about the two different streams working together. That's exactly what happens in agencies.
Absolutely. It's all group work. You know, like, I know we got students that are like, oh, group projects. I'm like, you don't work alone in this industry. You never do. So it's really important that you get that group dynamics set, that you're there for each other, that we build those team building skills, and that they have practice now, so that when they go into the industry, they make all their mistakes here, and then they go into the industry and they're good.
So you mentioned the importance of group work, and I would imagine soft skills, the ability to work with people of different cultures and communicate, that's a big part of it in the industry as well.
Well, that's a reality of the industry. So the advertising industry has been pretty, I think, relative to other industries, has been pretty good, like in terms of getting diverse cultures, sexual orientation, like, you know, all the DEI categories, most of them at least. I think there's a lot of work to be done. Of course, but I've been fortunate enough. Maybe it's just I'm just learning from my experience that I've been in agencies that have been pretty diverse that way. Yeah, just getting to know different people, the age diversity, which we actually have here at Seneca. We have a lot of we have a lot of international students who are a little more mature, and then we have some domestic students who tend to be on the younger side. So even getting that dynamic mm-hmm. happening, which I think is a really important thing, especially in our industry.
So speaking of international and different countries, I found out something from you in the pre-interview that I didn't know, and that is that you spent quite a bit of time in Australia, and while you were there, you managed to do some work for TSN.
I did. I was Dave Randorf's researcher during the Olympics.
Dave Randorf is a sportscaster at TSN, very well known. Go ahead.
So before I was going to Australia, I decided I'm going to go to the Olympics. I want to like work at the Olympics, get some angle to get in for free, but not just get it, just like be part of the games. So I emailed every single Canadian media outlet. I didn't email TSN. A friend of mine did, who was going to Australia, and they responded. And what we did was back then, right? Like there was no LinkedIn. So we went on the website. If you found an email address, you just went in and and emailed them. And he got a response from TSN. And then I'm like, hey, you think you could put in a word, see? And he did. And the two of us got in. And that's how we ended up with a press pass at the Olympics at Sydney. So this is the 2000 Sydney Olympics. And it was an amazing experience. It is the biggest event that anyone could imagine. It is so big. It is like there's so much organization. There's so many like side parties. Like there's the events themselves, but then there's all these side parties around it. It's the scale is just overwhelming sometimes.
And you traveled throughout Australia as well.
I did. So the Olympics was the end of my travels in Australia. So I went on a working holiday visa, which is this certain countries where if you're under a certain age, you can get a work visa with some limitations. And so I decided, I did the co-op program in undergrad, and so I worked at offices, and one thing I realized, you don't get very long vacations when you start getting into the work world. So I thought, this is my chance. I'm going to take a gap year. I'm going to go to Australia, and it's the perfect time. It's the turn of the millennium. The Olympics are going to be there, and that's what I want to do. Now, I ended up getting some agency experience in Sydney as well before when I went there, and actually in Sydney, Melbourne, and Brisbane, and all the major cities. I also took the backpacker job. I worked on a dive boat. So I took those kind of jobs too, but it was great. I backpacked around. It's a huge country. We don't realize it's as big as the continents, like the lower 48 U.S. states almost. So yeah, I spent 11 months trekking around Australia, and the last bit was the Sydney Olympics before heading to New Zealand and Fiji and then heading home.
Well, so at the time you were working for TSN in Australia, we were sort of colleagues because I was at CTV. I didn't know that at one point we'd been working for the same company. Dave Randorf was with TSN at that time. I'm not sure if he's still there. Doesn't matter. But you were working for him and doing the research that he needed to do his sportscast.
That's right. So I basically sat, the studio was so small, I sat under the camera instead of behind. That they gave us. It was this like closet of a studio. And essentially, I had two computers in front of one was the Olympic sports database, the other was the internet. And we went and anytime he needed, like, basically, whatever he was going to talk about, I would just make sure, like, is there any interesting tidbit or something? And I would just, like, feed it to him. So I was his facts and stats guy.
So you trekked around Australia, eventually made it to Seneca, and have really led the restructuring of the CAP program for the benefit of all of our students. And it's great to have you. I'm glad that your path brought you to Seneca, Jason. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I'm really gratified that I've had got here to Seneca. It turned out I've got some, you know, we have great students. We have great colleagues. I think turning into a polytechnic is a really great step forward. And I'm really excited at where this new program's going to go, where it's going to take us. I'm really hoping that, you know, this is going to take us into bigger heights, perhaps hopefully being one of the top programs in the country. And I'm really looking forward to what our faculty and our students, or where our faculty take this program. So I also want to thank the faculty. We had a big committee, that helped pull this through. And I want to thank every member of that committee, every faculty member that's designed a new course of this committee, of the new program. Onwards and upwards.
Well, thank you so much. Jason Deutsch, coordinator of the Creative Advertising Program at Seneca.
You have been listening to The Dean's Desk with Kurt Mueller, Dean of the Faculty of Communication, Art, and Design, produced by Seneca's radio broadcasting students.